You know, I didn't say nothing to Brother Robert today because I didn't want to break those little kids' hearts. When he gets back, I'm going to see if he'll give me a recount. Just kidding. I had two visitors here today. And those kids, I should have got to throw in the pie. But I didn't say nothing. I said, I can't wreck it. You know, I couldn't see wrecking those kids' fun. But I said, boy, it would have been fun. Boy, that one kid really got into it at the end, didn't she? Holy mackerel. But I'm going to talk to you about the Christian voter. Please turn your Bible to Romans chapter 13. Glad you're here tonight. Levi, I looked at a picture of you today before I came here. I saw these pictures. I said, where in the world are... It was when Tammy and Dave were on their honeymoon down in Florida. You probably were about 4 years old or so. When you were on 3 years old, maybe, or something. And you were on a tricycle or something, man. I said, that's got to be Levi. Eddie, I think it was Levi there. And I said, man, you're really... You know, Dave and Tammy's getting old because Levi's really grown up a lot, amen? And but I got for $5, I'll let you guys see a picture of Levi next week. No, I'm kidding. They cost them at least $25 to see yours, okay? And we'll put it in school. Alrighty. But I think I got Levi went on a tricycle. I really do. And it's cool. It really, I blow it up. Sell that thing for $5 each, amen? Amen. Okay, thank you. And I looked at that and I said, boy, those kids really grow up fast, don't they? It's amazing how time goes by so fast, doesn't it? And I want to read this letter to you before we preach to you. This letter came August 17th, 2006. It's from a judge. And it was, dear Dr. Skyver, I want to wish you a heartfelt congratulations on 50 years of service. She heard about our jubilee and your ministry to our community. I know there will be many more. I'm confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Government can only do so much. And that's the truth. The work of the churches is vitally important, and that's a truth. And particularly when it comes to seeking and saving that which was lost. May God bless you and prosper the work that you do. Judge Diane V. Grindel, 11th District Court of Appeals. And you were right, Carl, that was her. Had Rosie pulled the files. And this is when you vote. I'm not telling you have to vote for her. But when you vote, these are the kind of people that you want to consider, people that consider the things of God. I'm not telling you to vote. Tonight I'm going to share as much. I'm not going to tell you to vote for any person tonight, but I'm going to tell you what I think you should vote as far as convictions. Amen? And then I wrote back, dear Judge Grinnell, I want to thank you so very much for your encouraging letter you sent. Congratulating me and my church on the 50th anniversary. I read your letter to my congregation that Sunday morning, the 20th, and Judge Grinnell, on the day which we live, where the foundations of God are being removed, it's such a blessing and encouragement to know that there's a judge in our judicial system that values the principles of God's word and the eternal souls of men, which our Savior, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood to save and redeem them. Judge Diane, my church and I salute you today for your stand for the things of God. May the Lord richly bless you as you serve the people and our Lord Jesus Christ. Then I told her to visit our website. And, you know, Tuesday we're going to be electing people. And I hope that you'll consider, when you vote, people that would stand for the things of God. Let's look at Romans chapter 13. And let's stand. We'll read the first 7 verses. Glad you're here tonight. Brother Carl, she was the judge that we were talking about Saturday. Yeah, she's the one. And I'm glad to know there's judges out there that still care about the Word of God. Amen. Souls being saved. And those are the kind of judges, those judges that care about the things of God, those are the kind Christians should rally around and try to keep them in office. you see. And so, I'm not saying you have to vote for her, but I'm saying people that stand for the things of God, we should give great consideration to. No matter what, of course, judges, they don't have no political parties, but no matter what political party they might be from, you need to judge people on the merit of how they stand with the Word of God. That should be the criteria, not the party, Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever else they want to call themselves. Notice in chapter 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there's no power but of God. You know, I wasn't happy Bill Clinton got elected several years ago, but God let him be. And I wasn't happy, but I was subject to him. Hello? And the powers that be are ordained of God. See, I believe God blesses a nation, and I believe he curses a nation, and he does it through his officials that run the country. Because Scripture says in Proverbs, I'll quote it later, Proverbs 29, when the righteous rule, Proverbs 29:2, the people rejoice. When the wicked are in authority, the people mourn. And I think God gives us what we deserve a lot of times. And a lot of times he even gives mercy. I'm glad he does. Amen. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resists the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive themselves damnation. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Someday I'm going to teach here. When I went to Bible college, they taught us seven dispensations. One of the dispensations that God gave is local government. And God ordained government for our benefit. If we didn't have laws and things to go by, it would be lawlessness, and then you wouldn't be able to lay down your head because you'd be afraid someone would come and shoot you at will. So for a society to have a good life, there has to be laws and there has to be a governing body. As long as they govern under God. That's the key. America's losing that now. Notice, but I want to get it back. For the rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Yeah, the evil people. I see Saddam Hussein, he's going to be up for murder and they're going to try and they might give him the death penalty. Well, yes, sir. They got him? What? They're hanging him today? Okay. When are they going to hang him? Okay, he's just going to hang around till then, right? Okay. he's trying to stretch it out. Okay, here we go. Verse 4, I better get off verse 3. For he's a minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. Yeah, you break the law. You getting drugs, rob a bank, you're going to get in trouble. God's got those ministers to protect you and give us a good society. For he beareth not the sword in vain, for he's the minister of God. Not a preacher, but he's an executor for God. He does God's bidding. A revenger is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. For this cause pay ye tribute. You know what that is? Taxes. Oh, I hate paying taxes. But God says you got to pay them here. Hello? Real quiet here. That's what he said. For they are, for only the taxes that we need to pay though. Not extra, not unlawful ones, just the ones that are right to pay. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. You have to pay taxes, Levi, or we wouldn't have street lights on at nighttime. We wouldn't have the roads paved. Are you with me? Tony, if we didn't pay taxes, we wouldn't have firemen, we wouldn't have police officers. People say you gotta have taxes. But I think you gotta have a reasonable amount of taxes. Our trouble is we went too far. Render therefore to all their dues, pay up. Do you see what it says there? It's the only reason I do. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And then let me just read this to you from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. We don't have a king, we have a president. God says we're to honor him. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that I can be a blessing to our people tonight. Maybe someday in the future people will hear this tape on the internet. Pray that we could give wisdom and direction and understanding and godly advice to those that would want to hear. And so, Lord, I pray that we can be a blessing tonight. Thank you for all that came back to hear the word of God. Please bless them from heaven, I pray. Again, Lord, I pray for Brother Carey's nephew. Lord, please help him. Oh, God, I pray you'll help him. Even right now, we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. Might be seated. I truly believe, I was talking to Brother Carl the other day, I truly believe it's an honor and a privilege to have the right to vote. I mean that. Tuesday, we'll be voting, and Rose and I will be going to vote. And it's a right, it's a privilege to vote. Christians and non-Christians, I believe everyone should never give up their right to vote. I think every American, bud, ought to vote. I believe that. And here's a couple reasons why. Number one, because men and women down through the history of our nation have sacrificed their lives so we could have the privilege to have freedom and liberty. If that was all you stood on, that's enough to make me go out and vote. Number two, I also believe that Christians have a responsibility and a duty to God and a duty to our country and a moral obligation to do all we can to have a society that reflects the things of God. Listen, God blesses righteousness. Don't turn, I'm just going to quote scripture. Proverbs 14:34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Psalms 33:12. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Don't tell me God's not in the business of taking care of nations. Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people mourn. So I'm going to tell you right now, God does care, and we ought to care, who gets elected. So for the Christian, I truly believe that it's a double wrong, a twice as wrong, for us not to vote. Voting is a good thing for Christians to do. And I believe, Brother Carl, God wants Christians to do it. I believe it's a duty for Christians to vote. I really do. James, how many believe it's right for a Christian to vote? James 4:17 says this. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's sin. Well, if you believe it's a good thing to do and you don't do it, the Bible says if you don't do good and don't do it, it's sin. So I believe it's sin. Not when you don't vote, I think you sin. Hello? That's a big statement, isn't it? Think about it. Just think about it. Failure to vote is not doing what you know to do is right. Well, preacher, here we go. They're all crooks. And you know what? There probably are a lot of crooks. They're not all crooks. But I think there's a lot of people that are not what you'd want to say trustworthy. But you know what? They've been here since the beginning of Adam. Hello? Down through time, there's always been someone in the basket. Cain was a rascal. Amen? Cain and Abel, he had first two people born, and one was a rascal. Hello? Now, you say, preacher, they're crooks. I can't believe them. What's the use? And by the way, I've had those thoughts. Grandma Lemley, I'll tell you, I thank God for this deacon because just about a month ago, I never told nobody, but I said, what in the world's the use? And one day Carl said, you know, and I didn't tell Carl this. I guess this is confession night. Amen. And Father, forgive me. You do 100 Hail Marys. Okay. Anyways, kidding. Just having fun with you tonight. I want to loosen you up a little bit so when I give you the good stuff, you'll be able to take it. But you know, there is so much corruption on the Republican and the Democrats. There's so much lies, so much mudslinging. Who do you believe? Really? Who do you? One guy says this, the other guy says this, they say this, they say that. You know, I mean, you say, wow. And you talk to two different people and they have two different stories. And you stand there, wow, I don't know what to do. Then I'm not always 100% sure. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure if my votes are going to be counted or get counted. I'm not sure. Number one, I just put it on the line to you. I'm just being honest with you. A preacher's just a straight shooter. You know me. I'm not sure that electronic machine's going to work. And then I'm not sure the guy running it's going to work it the way it's supposed to be worked. But now watch this. And all the stuff, and I don't know about you, I've been getting phone calls. They even had Bill Clinton call me the other day. Bill Clinton called me. I said, you have got the wrong number. Hello, this is Bill Clinton. And I want to encourage you to vote for this. Yeah. Get my tape. If you've never heard, get my tape. Who voted for Bill Clinton? That ought to be on the website. That really ought to be on the website. And probably put me in jail, but I want to be still I want to be up there. But I don't know about you folks. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the ads. I'm sick of the mudslinging. I'm sick of the... I got a phone call this afternoon for Divine. DeWine? Yeah. It just won't... You know, DeWine, yeah. But, I mean, I'm... How many... Did anybody get a phone call today from... it's unbelievable. Do you realize, Brother Eddie, if I could have the money that they're wasting, I could buy that property, pay cash, and build a multi-complex out there for us and not be in debt? Hello? Now stay with me. And sometimes I've considered, stay with me because I bet you're going to be seeing me this way. Sometimes I, and I've said this in my heart, and I told Rosie, I said, Rosie, what in the world's the use? How many of you have ever felt that way? What in the world's the use? Does it really matter? And that, nuts, that's right. Hey, that's, and that's why, nuts, why should, you know, but you know what? I'm gonna, nuts, I'm still gonna keep voting. I'm gonna keep voting because it does matter. And because if I don't vote, I lose the privilege of being American that people suffered and died for. Plus I lose my obligation to Christ to try to keep a moral society. Yes. Amen. But worse than that, they've injured themselves and injured others in our country. Now listen to this. Our failure to vote is failing to help shape America to what God would be pleased with. If you, no voting, no participation, lack of interest, and no concern results in misled, misguided people leading our country. Now, you say, preacher, what's going to, listen, at least I'm going to try. I'm not going to give up. Until Jesus comes, nuts. Like I preached this morning. You got to get that message, Mr. B. You got to get that message. I preached a message on, I just called it nuts. I'm going to be a nut for Jesus. Amen? Amen. Sean, you love that message. You fit right in. Notice. But Tawny, I'm just going to keep going to the polls. Whether my vote gets counted or not, I am going to vote. I'm not going to give the privilege up of voting, and I'm going to do all I can in all my power to shape this country for the things of God. And if Christians give that up, we're in trouble. And I'm going to tell you, the only thing that's kept this thing halfway in together for letting the liberals overflow this country is the Christian vote. And don't you think the Christian vote don't matter? The Christian vote does matter. And the reason they think they're going to have a landslide over us now because they don't think the Christians are going to come out and vote. A lot of them aren't going to come out and vote, but I hope all the Christians from Bethel get out and vote. Would to God all the people all over the world, all over the country to get out and vote. Amen. Listen, when you don't vote, it allows the ungodly to rule the godly. Hello? Local government is ordained up by God. We're going to be subject to it. Eddie, we better do the best we can, have the best government, because we're going to be subject to it. Hello? Are you with me? How many still with me? Now, I know there is corruption in this political arena on both sides. By the way, there's always been that. Probably just more now than there ever been. But your vote can, but by us voting, Miss Mert, God can use it to help weed out the corruption. If we put our heads in the sand like an ostrich and say it'll all go away and don't do nothing, it'll be worse than doing, then it will be worse. But we have got to stand together and we have got to get out and vote. Amen? Now notice, the Christian voter needs, number one, the Christian voter needs to be informed. Listen, we need to be informed. We need to know what we're voting about. Brother Carl and I were talking about that the other day. I'm going to write down everything I'm voting for and everyone. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to take it in there with me. I'm going to vote in my heart, in my house first before I go to the voting poll. And I'm taking my paper with me that I'm going to write because I'm going to say I'm going to vote for him, I'm going to vote for him, I'm going to vote for him. I'm going to vote on this issue and this issue. And when I get in there, my decision's already going to be made. I'm not going to be fumbling around in that booth saying, boy, what's that mean? What do I need? No, we need to know all the issues and all the facts before, and then have that determination in our heart and then go vote. Well, I'm going to push the right, hope I push the right lever. No, you need to know what you're going to do before you get in there. Amen? And that's only by being informed. You should know what your candidate stands for. Know what your candidate stands for. Just don't go in and say, well, I'm just going to vote for anybody. I'm just going to do, like, out my Bible. Here's where I'm going to read from. No. You need to say, God, give me wisdom. And study and pray and ask God guidance. And then get in your heart who you're going to vote for. Put that on a paper. Take that slip in there with you. Amen? Christians, you should know what your candidate stands for. Don't vote for a party. Vote for an individual person. Vote for a person with biblical convictions. Let me give you a thought here. And I know people do it. There's some have already done it already because there's been that early registering. And I'm going to give you an example. Some people, they're going to just vote all Republican. Some people are going to vote all Democrat. Now, wouldn't that be something? Let's say I was going to go in there and I'm going to vote strictly Republican ticket. And let's just pretend that Jesus, he's not. But let's just pretend Jesus was running on the Democratic ticket. Can you imagine those people that just vote one-sided party? They would turn down Jesus. Or let's reverse it. Because Portage County is more of a Democratic, maybe more Democratic people here. Let's pretend that Jesus is on the Republican ticket and they go in and vote all Democratic. That means even if Jesus ran on the Republican ticket against someone, they would still vote for the Democrat. That's not of God. It's not of God in the Republican way. It's not of God in the Democrat way. Listen, when you start letting, and you know who likes to dictate to you about those parties? The unions. Hello. I'm going to get some of you guys mad at me. But I don't care if it's a union or anybody. I don't think you should let anybody dictate to you who you vote for. I think you should vote the Bible and God and the scriptures. Amen. Vote for a person with biblical convictions. I read you that letter. I like that judge. She's got some convictions on the Bible. I'm going to really consider her. Amen. I'm not telling you to vote for her. I'm just telling you, people that have Bible convictions, I like to consider those kind of people. Notice, example. you could have a, if you voted one side ticket and someone really had great views that stood for God, yet he wasn't on that, or he or she wasn't on that particular ticket, all Democrat or all, you would actually miss the opportunity, the blessing, having that person serve. And God sent that person to be there, and we weren't close enough to God to put that person in office. Hello? See, I believe a lot of Christians really vote against the things of God. It terrifies me. I'll be honest with you. I'm amazed how Christians vote. It scares me sometimes. I thought sometimes when Christians tell me how they vote, and of course I just keep it to myself, but I think, man, if I was the Lord, I'd be smiting you right now. You know? And sometimes I really believe God does judge Christians when they go against his word. I believe that with all my heart. He chastens those that he corrects those that do wrong. Are you with me? Notice, the Christian voter should vote for on an individual basis, not a political affiliation. Your vote makes a difference. Every vote counts. Don't be taken in with the thought it really doesn't matter anymore. It does matter. I'm going to keep voting. I'm not going to let them take my, by the way, they're going to, someday you might have the right to vote. Brother Bobby and I were talking about that this afternoon. Someday it might get like the Russian stuff and you might not get the vote. Then you'll say, oh man, I wish I'd have been voting back then to keep those kind of people out. Are you still with me? Now notice, both parties, well, preacher, who do we believe? Both parties sling mud. Both parties say two different stories. Christian voters need to check the record. 1 John 5 says, verse 11, and this is the record that God given to us eternal life, and his life is in his Son. All right? God's got a record. We need to check their record. How do they stand? Amen? And I vote on their record. What have they done? How do they stand? What have they voted against? What have they voted for? How many are with me yet? Vote for the person who lives up to more Bible truth. They don't have to be a born-again Christian. They don't have to be a born-again Christian. I'd rather have them be. But I just want someone who has some moral integrity, which this country was built on. And they don't have to be a Republican. Don Cain is a Democrat. When Don Kainrad ran for mayor here in Ravenna, voted for Don Kainrad every time he ran. Matter of fact, one year and I'm just trying to give you an illustration. Cause, you know, you all say, well, preacher, he's a big R, big Republican. No, I'm a big righteous, whoever does right for God. And by the way, even the Republicans don't always do it. But I even switched from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party one year because they thought the race was going to be so close for Don so I could vote in the primary just to get Don elected. That's how much I thought my vote counted. And he was a born-again Christian. I prayed with the mayor every Tuesday. I think it's great when you can every week sit down with your mayor of your city and pray with him. It's been a long time since I had a mayor here that I prayed with. Hello? So don't say the preacher never votes for a Democratic person. I voted for Mr. Kainrad every time he runs for anything. Hello? And he's on a Democratic ticket. I'm just trying to make a statement so you can say, well, he does. I don't vote for the party. I vote for the person. And I think Christians that love God and want to do right, they won't let a party rule them. They'll vote for a particular people that stand for things that God stands for. Now, it's already almost 7 o'clock. Let me just give you this last couple thoughts here. Vote for the person who you believe Jesus would vote for. Pray. Ask God to give you wisdom to vote for the right candidates. Vote for those who have principles that would go with the principles of God. Not a paycheck. By the way, a lot of times people vote for the liberals so they can get, they think it's going to do better for them. When the ungodly rule, the people mourn. When the wicked rule. Know who you are going to vote for. Take your vote with you in the booth before you go and have your heart sealed before you go there. You should be prayed up and ready to go. I'm not talking about taking a list from some people. I'm talking about your own individual that you say, what you prayed over and said, God, is this what you want? Now let me give you this. I've had these on the back table. I don't know who brought them in, but they're a good little thing. And they don't tell you who to vote for, but they just tell you what some of the stands. And I'm not going to go through all this, but I'm just going to give you a couple of illustrations. Here's how I make my decisions. For instance, you got Mr. Ken Blackwell running for the governor against Ted Strickland. I'm not telling you to vote for Blackwell. I'm not telling you to vote for Strickland. Are you with me? But here's some of the things that they stand for. And this is what you got to study. You got to study what they do. Are you with me? For instance, saying under God in the Pledge of Allegiance, I believe we always should say in God we trust. Mr. Blackwell says, yes, we do. We should always say that. But Mr. Strickland says, no, he opposes that. I don't think we should have to say God we trust. Just a thought. I'm just telling you what they're saying. Hello? How many's with me? Public display of the Ten Commandments. By the way, you can get one of these on your way out. Public display of the Ten Commandments. Mr. Blackwell says, yes, I believe we should have the Ten Commandments in school and in public places. Mr. Strickland says, yeah, I oppose that. I oppose those Ten Commandments. Now, I wonder who Jesus would vote for. Another issue, restricting abortion. Mr. Blackwell, he's against abortion. He wants to stop all abortion. Strickland, no, he opposes it. No, don't stop it. Let him keep going. Keep killing those babies. Mr. Blackwell, he's against abortion. Strickland's for abortion. Abortion's murder. Right. By the way, last time I looked, the Ten Commandments are still in the book of Exodus, chapter 20. And one of the commandments, around verse 13, somewhere in there, it says, thou shalt not kill. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sins are reproached to any people. Blessed is the nation whose God is Lord. Total ban on human cloning. I think it's wrong to clone people. So does Mr. Blackwell. But Mr. Strickland says, no, go ahead and clone them. Well, he opposes the ban. State recognition of civil unions of homosexuals. Mr. Blackwell, running for governor, he opposes it. Hallelujah. Mr. Strickland, nah, he supports the queers. I'm just telling you what, I'm not making this up, I'm just reading what they say. Don't get mad at the preacher. See, already some of you're troubled, aren't you? You're troubled because I'm bringing truth to you. That's why I tried to make you laugh earlier, because I knew you were going to get mad later. You know what I'm amazed? As much as I preach truth, I still got people that are members of this church that go out and vote for devils. We get to heaven. If you're saved, you'll stand before God. And I'll just get it off my chest. Maybe a little more later, Eddie. I'm calmed down. Did you know when Bill Clinton ran, I literally lost visitors in my announcements? One day we had a family come, a whole family. They never made it through my announcements. They left. I don't care. I don't care. Brother Bobby, I'm going to cry out. And I'm going to cry against sin. I'm going to spare. I'm not going to spare not, Brother Jack. I'm sick of this government. This government used to, listen, I was telling Carl the other day, I'm going to let it fly. I was telling Carl the other day, we were talking about how they were voting about, if it's right to, as for marriages, to put it in there about they have to be a woman or a man. I said, Carl, when this country knew right from wrong, you didn't have to have that kind of legislation. People knew what was right. People knew what was wrong. And God made Adam and Eve. If he would have meant for two men to be married, he'd have Adam and Steve. So all those Republicans or all those independents or all those Democrats, Brother Kerry, if they're for queers, I don't want them in there. Now, how you like that? Put that on the internet. Let it fly. Here's one. I won't even get into the taxes with you because all you people believe that the Democrats could cut your taxes, but they're the ones that always raise them. I just get people mad. Permanent elimination of the death tax. So when you die, your people that you leave your estate to, you don't have to pay taxes on it. It's so crazy. The Republican, Mr. Ken Blackwell, he supports not taxing people. But Mr. Strickland, he opposes it. They want the taxes. Expanding of gambling in Ohio. If you vote yes on that, I hope your hand doesn't fall off. Well, it'll bring money into them. You're stupid. You're stupid and you're sinful. All it'll bring is sinfulness and evil and a curse. Mr. Blackwell was an upright man. He opposed it. Mr. Strickland's got here, says no response. But although he says that, I heard him on 1100 AM radio and he was for it. I'll flip it over just a few more minutes. Am I boring you? I didn't go through all. Now let's look at Mike DeWine and Sherrod Brown. They're running for the U.S. Senate. Passage of the Federal Marriage Amendment, which specifies you got to be a man and a woman. Mr. Brown, he opposes it. He thinks it's all right for same-sex marriage. But Mr. DeWine, he supports it. He believes it should be man with woman, woman with man. This public display of the Ten Commandments, Mr. DeWine, he supports it. But Sherrod Brown, he opposes it. I wonder who God would vote for. But some of you are going to vote for these people. I'll tell you. God help you. Patriot Act that gives us the threat of terrorists, stuff like that. Sherrod Brown, he said, no, I don't want that. But DeWine, he supports it. National Missile Defense. And you better listen to this preacher. I don't care if it's a Democrat or Republican. I don't care what you better always have a national defense. But if we don't have a national defense, all the countries are going to run us over. The only reason they don't attack America today, they know America can attack them back. You got to stay strong to stop war. America is always going to need a national defense. And that includes missiles. I don't want a nuclear war, but I want people to know if they come at me, I'm going to give them a left and a right. You know, when someone thinks that they're going to think twice for the, Eddie, if you know you come at me, I'm going to break your jaw. You're going to think twice before you come at me. That's the way to put it. Amen. How many understand the way preacher just put it? Huh. And here's the thing. People have got dumb and dumb and dumber. It's scary. I hope the Lord comes back for you kids. I can't imagine if you grow up to be my age, what America's going to be like. Andy, if your generation don't hang and change this, and if we don't, someday all these silver hairs are going to be gone. By the way, you better thank God for the silver hairs. They're the ones holding the rope right now. But when they lose this, when they lose our generation, this country's in trouble. Guarantee you, Billy, when this generation's gone, America's in trouble unless we leave another generation that really knows the old past. I'm going to quit. Just you study it. But what I do is this. I take these things and I say, is that godly or ungodly? For instance, Sherrod Brown and Mr. Strickland, they believe it's all right to kill babies in abortion. Personally, I think that's ungodly. So, that makes it easy for me. Because the other person thinks it's wrong. I'm not saying these other people are perfect. And I'm not talking about, you vote with your conscience. I'm not telling you to vote for. I'm saying this. I think, Brother Carey, every Christian ought to vote for people that at least lean towards the scriptures. And Brother Carl, if people would vote for people that stood for godliness, they don't even have to be a Christian, Eddie. If they have moral integrity, that's all I care about. Well, I want to be saved. Of course we know I'm dying going to hell. But Carl, I'm worried about America. And I'm worried about Christians because I'll tell you, this is a good church. If I preach like this in most churches, they'd never let me get back in. But you got a preacher that's never going to stop, Bobby. Yeah, you just take it to the bank, Jack. The way out, they cut my tongue out. I'll sign language or I'll gum it to death. Brother Young, you got a preacher that's an old-time preacher, and I know what God likes. I've read the book. And I'm staying by the book. And I just want to encourage you to get out Tuesday. And I just pray you'll vote godly. Don't tell me who you voted for. I don't want to know. I really don't. I don't care if you vote for the people I like. Don't tell me. Just keep it to you and God. Always, I find out what people vote for, and it just makes me cringe sometimes. Fundamental Baptists vote for people that believe in abortion. Ruthie, it just makes me quiver. I'm going to quit. I'm going to save it. Then done. Had a great time at Naples. It was refreshing. One night I was out fishing. One night, I think I only missed one night of fishing. I had Rosie down there at the golf. They had the most beautiful sunsets there. If you ever go down to Florida on the golf, Eddie, I think they're more beautiful in Naples than they are in Maui. I really believe that because I've seen them both. And Eddie, it might have been Nat that took the picture. It was either Natty or Rosie. And the sun, I got it in my house. I kept it. Someday I might have you blow it up. I might preach a message off it. I'm out there with my shirt and my long, I don't know if they cut off. There's another just long shorts that go down below my knees. With my tennis shoes so I don't get that in my foot, amen? I ain't a real fisherman. And I told Nat and Rosie, I said, we took a bunch of pictures of the sunset. Oh. And it was just starting to set down, Brother Carey. And I said, you know what? Can you get a picture with me in the water out there fishing with the sunset? And they did. And I was looking at that picture last night, Rod. And I thought,
I wonder how long America has before the sun sets on her. When the sun sets, it's over. When people die without Christ, it's over. Bobby, I hope God lets America stay to the rapture with liberty and freedom and with the privilege to preach the gospel. I beg you Christians to go out and vote Tuesday. And I beg you to vote the way you think God would be pleased. Vote for the issues that stand for the things of God. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin's a reproach to any people. Don't vote for a party. Vote for a person. Vote for a person. Vote for a person. Are you getting what I'm telling you? Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for letting me preach in a country that still lets preachers get up and preach and don't have to worry about being thrown in jail. Someday I probably won't have this liberty. But I pray I'll have it to the day I die. I pray Christians all over America, Lord, the reason the liberals are so excited, they think that they've lost the Christian vote. They think the Christians are not going to come and vote. But Holy Spirit of God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I pray you'll move up and down not only my members of my church, but I pray you'll go up and down all the states in America, in all the homes of America, of every born-again Christian. And Lord, Holy Spirit of God, I pray you'll move and make them say, yes, I'm going to go vote, and I'm going to vote for that which is right before God. Lord, please help the Christians to come out with a godly vote, a vote that would preserve our nation. Oh, God, a vote that you'd be pleased with. And Father, help us never to take for granted all the wonderful liberty you've given to us in this country. Not even saying the great liberty you have in Christ. And Father, we want to tell you we love you tonight. And I pray with all my heart, dear God, please come down Tuesday. Oh, God, come down Tuesday. Please help us to preserve our nation with the things of God. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.